19 minutes past 10. Young Vincent has turned up for work this morning. Good morning to
don't
you.
Try and make
you're supposed to start
like
about 8 o'clock. 2.5 hours later, you come into the building.
I was to start this morning at 8 o'clock and I started at 7:45 this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yes, early.
Right.
I was early for work this morning.
Right. But did you do anything?
Well, let's turn this around.
That's the question.
I've been busy. Oh, see, you do this. You wind me up.
Did
I was
you
in
do
good
anything?
Form until I come up.
Come in here smelling like a perfume shop.
What, are you trying to say that I smell nice?
Yeah, I can
tell what you're
saying. I wouldn't say nice. It's just this waft of perfume
it's a tad better than your aroma.
Running in the door.
We'll not start describing that.
It's awful.
Have you got your shoes off?
Yes, I did.
See, I could tell without even looking under the desk.
My heating's bust. I went home last night.
You were tweeting about this last night.
I went home last night. I went to a freezing house.
Well,
absolutely freezing.
Why are you telling me that I should care?
And I had to get it because you were supposed to come down and fix the boiler
yes.
and you did not turn up.
Because that is way beyond the job description that I signed up for.
It
there's
is not.
No way I'm going down there. Garth can go down.
Did the BBC?
Where is he? He's off on holiday.
Did the BBC not tell you
yes.
that when you work in this programme, it means you work 24 hours a day
no,
on all Nolan projects?
You had scribbled this into my contract on
here's
crayon.
Here's the bottom line. I don't know whether the boiler's bust or have run out of oil.
Yes.
I don't know. You need to go down and check.
No, why do I need to go down?
Because I don't know
how to do it.
You
know what, actually, I will do it.
People
no
are telling me to check for oil. I don't know how to.
Use your dipstick and check.
I don't have one.
You do. Everybody does.
I don't.
Anyway, look, I will go down and check for oil, but we have to agree a wee price beforehand because I don't do nothing for nothing.
The price,
like you.
The price is the beautiful life you have working with me every day.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
That is the payment that you get. But seriously, I want you all to envisage this scene last night because this is true. I came home from working in England, flew in, drove down to the house, thought to myself, I need a wee bit of rest. And I ended up in a freezing house, in bed, under the duvet.
What were you wearing?
Nothing.
No, you were wearing your onesie.
No.
You were wearing your onesie.
I wore nothing.
Stephen has a tiger print onesie.
So I ended up having to poke my wee head under the duvet from out of the duvet to watch Star Trek.
Oh, God help you.
And I was trying to have the cover over most of my cheeks so that I could just about see Star Trek.
Yes. It's a hard life you have.
You've put a little montage together,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, I thought, because we do have fun on this programme sometimes.
Now and again.
Not
too often.
And there's characters like yourself and different people, so I thought we'll put a wee montage
together.
Should
make together a team.
To remind us of when we do have fun.
If somebody toots at me, I toot back.
The
mine's quite long and big, actually.
And
if they toot, I make sure I toot longer.
Well, I'm glad that you can help me.
Thank you very much, Mr. Murr.
And get your brain into tune quicker and earlier in the morning.
I'll try to. Good luck with that, Mr. Murr. Goodbye.
Basil's a gag.
Hello, May.
Hello.
Basil's a what?
A gag.
Nice to meet you. I didn't hear you then.
No, indeed, right.
I thought you said something else then. What's on my mind apart from libel?
Jim, come on. You must be doting.
No, I'm not doting.
A police station is a tourist attraction.
You must have been some player when you were playing. Who did you play for?
I never played.
Oh, did you not? Oh, I thought you were a footballer.
Get out!
There ain't nothing wrong with a bit of bump and grind.
That's not a romantic song.
I'm warning you both now, right? You see, if I hear that Crawley or Crothers has got their name in a pavement because they've got their honorary degrees. I don't know who has what. I've got nothing.
Hala Madrid. Stuck it up. What did she say?
There's one of them.
My pecs and my six-pack.
There you go.
Comes on our radio every morning.
I get nothing from establishment. I wonder why.
You might have the biggest show in the country.
So if I find out Crawley gets his name on some pavement, no doubt it'll be outside Queen's University. I'm telling you now, I'm kicking off.
If I pout in an odd fashion, I can see my hairy lip.
Suck it up.
You're talking so quickly, my brain won't catch up with you.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
My problem.
No, I know.
The biggest show in the country.
The biggest show in the country.
Yes, that's true. We were all delighted at our table. They're like children in the schoolyard.
For goodness sake, Bertie, what planet are you on?
I'm on the real planet, but what planet are you on?
See, a bit of fun.
Do those people actually talk in our show?
They do. They are your regulars. Now, do not be mean to them.
Is that a summary of our show?
It is, I think so. The lighter side of our show.
And Vincent, thank you. That's your work done for the day. Would you go down and fix my boiler, please?
No. No chance.
Seriously.
No, I'm not going near your boiler. Not a chance.
I need you to fix it.
No, why, ring a plumber.
I can't ring a plumber.
Order some oil.
I don't know if I'm out of oil or not.
Ask somebody that cares.
Thank you, Vincent. We'll give you your disciplinary after the show.